dictation for Caroline, Caroline Becker, Becker, July 4, 52. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Ernest, Ernest, 4665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mrs. Becker with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with the daughter. She has a very extensive medical history. I saw her back in 2013-2014 with acute renal failure, pre-renal state from chronic diarrhea that was complications of colonoscopy, colon rupture requiring right-sided hemicolectomy, was exposed to anti-inflammatory agents, kidney function improved after keeping hydration and stopping these medicines. She is known to have primary biliary cirrhosis, long-standing, which apparently has progressed and now is causing evidence of refractory ascites, portal hypertension. Over the last couple of years, presented with severe dyspnea, found it to have significant coronary artery disease requiring stenting. There was no heart attack. She has had problems of abdominal wall abscess requiring incision and drainage, antibiotics, presently on oral doxycycline. There has been a number of paracentesis, but no documented peritonitis. She's been told that there is gastrointestinal bleeding with iron deficiency anemia, followed with Dr. Akat, AKKID, and liver specialist, University of Michigan, EGD showing abnormalities associated to GAVI, G-A-V-E, and apparently esophageal varices too. There has been, however, no procedures for this situation. She has a persistent clear fluid drainage from an area of a prior paracentesis on the right side of the abdomen. She has peripheral edema and nasarca. She's legally blind. A number of episodes of urinary tract infection. She has a medical port on the right side. Problems of congestive heart failure. Follows cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, and diuretic has been adjusted accordingly. Usually take 1 milligram of Bumex. She's been advised for the next few days to take 4 milligrams because of worsening of edema. According to the daughter, 15 pounds weight gain over the last few weeks. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-term diabetes, hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia, primary biliary cirrhosis with now cirrhosis of the liver, legally blind from complications of diabetes, worse on the left comparing to the right, prior osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, back pain, refractory ascites, anxiety, depression, upper gastrointestinal bleeding as indicated above, gastroparesis, ventral hernia that eventually had repair, but there has been complications of abscess requiring incision and drainage. There has been no bowel resection. There has been narcotic use, sleep apnea, but unable to tolerate sleep apnea machine, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, B12 deficiency, prior fracture of the left tibia plateau, trauma to the left-sided medial meniscus, coronary artery disease, compressive fracture, lumbar spine, last year, 2021, prior trauma and fracture of the spinous process of the cervical vertebra, problems of alopecia, thrombocytopenia, peripheral neuropathy, osteopenia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, asthma, reported allergies to Nurantin, lisinopril, latex, and soap, Dial soap, D-I-A-L. Next paragraph, procedures including appendix, back surgery times two, right-sided benign breast biopsy, bilateral carpal tunnel, bilateral lens implant, cervical fusion, C-section, exploratory laparotomy. There was an abscess on the stomach area. Gallbladder, hernia repair, ventral type, time six, knee scopes bilateral for meniscal repair, right colon resection secondary to the colonoscopy, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries, benign condition, and tonsils. Next paragraph, medication list review. Presently on Coric, Aldactone, Vumex, Doxycycline, Ursodiol, U-R-S-O-D-I-O-L, Vitamin D, Protanix, Atarax, that she uses for anxiety, Reglan, Benadryl, Sofran, a number of eye drops, off the insulin Lentas, takes Humalog sliding scale, B12, Symbicort inhaler, a number of topical creams, off narcotics, off Midodrine, off potassium, off Ativan. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 152.6, 60 inches tall, blood pressure 130/62 on the right side, chronically ill, severe muscle wasting, alopecia, some lesions on the scalp, legally blind, minor tachypnea, no severe respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry or expressive aphasia, muscle wasting, pallor of the skin, whiteness of all the fingernails and toenails, decreased pulses, wrist area, strong brachial ones, no palpable neck masses, no gross JBD or phyllo or lymph nodes, presence decrease on the left base, clear otherwise bilateral, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rapid gallop, ascites of the abdomen, multiple abdominal surgeries, on the right side, persistent clear fluid being dripping, no rebound guarding, edema goes from the toes to the mid chest area. I do not see ulcerations of the oral mucosa or throat. There is no lesions of the tongue. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries available is July. Anemia 8.7, low platelet count 145, macrocytosis, macro, MA, macrocytosis 115, low lymphocytes, other white blood cells within normal limits, creatinine 1.7, which has been progressive over time, used to be around 1.2 to 1.5, low sodium 131, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, low albumin 2.5, elevated alkaline phosphatase, AST, normal ALT, normal bilirubin, normal calcium in the upper side, present GFR 30, pro-BNP elevated 1300, normal CPK, chronic elevation of lactic acid, likely from liver disease, TSH normal, magnesium normal, her urine in the recent past, no protein, although there is 1 to 2 plus of blood, presently no bacteria. Glucose has been in the 120s, 140s. Next paragraph. Echocardiogram, dated November last year, 2021, normal ejection fraction, moderate mitral, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. A CT scan, July 2022, cirrhosis of the liver, ascites, right-sided hemicolectomy, L1 compression fracture, no reported obstruction of the kidneys. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive evolving CKD, likely related to chronic liver cirrhosis, which is long-standing, initially thought to be related to primary biliary cirrhosis, with complications now of refractory ascites, portal hypertension, generalized edema and sarca with low albumin third spacing, and effect of the diuretics. I think there is a component of congestive heart failure, valve abnormalities, and pulmonary hypertension, although preserved ejection fraction. She is doing already the best she can in terms of salt and fluid restriction. She has progressive worsening of above symptoms. I have no objections about trying Bumex higher dose, 4 milligrams, for a few days, on the next few days. She's going to do that on Friday, Sunday, and Monday. On Saturday, she is going to go for a wedding of her son. We need to maximize the aldactone because of the liver abnormalities. Let's go from 50 to 100. We will monitor very carefully on potassium and creatinine function. They need to follow aggressively with liver specialist, University of Michigan, to see if there is any alternative procedures that can be done. They are aware of this TIPS TIPS procedure. However, that increases the chance of hepatic encephalopathy, among other complications. There is no indication for dialysis. Dialysis in a person who has severe liver disease is extremely difficult to accomplish. Other diagnoses include the primary biliary cirrhosis with refractory ascites, portal hypertension, gastrointestinal bleeding, iron deficiency, esophageal varices, including GAVE, G-A-V-E, diabetes complications, including neuropathy, retinopathy. There is no gross evidence for diabetic nephropathy. There is the presence of blood in the urine. She will not be a candidate for a renal biopsy. Liver disease can be associated to IgA nephropathy, among other conditions. I'm not aware of positive hepatitis B or C. There has been no documented hepatic encephalopathy or spontaneous bacterial peritonitis. There has been no documented severe coagulopathy. She understands that the condition is very guarded. There has been already discussions about end-of-life situation with the patient and family members. This was a prolonged visit. From the amount of records to be reviewed, medical issues to discuss. We'll see how she responds on the next few days to the higher dose of Bumex and aldactone and what happened with the chemistries. They will keep track carefully of weights, blood pressures at home, respiratory condition and edema. Come back on the next couple of weeks, end of dictation.